time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios on the corner. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to start the day talking softball. Lady Tiger head coach Seth Butts is in the studio with us. And Seth, good morning. Thanks for coming back in on the show.
Hey, good morning, Tiger Nation.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Now, big question that we have about today. What's the weather going to do?
It kind of depends on what Mother Nature decides, I suppose. She's been a little bit moody lately, to say the least. You know, we're supposed to get some possible storms coming in, you know, from the 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock range tonight. So we're keeping an eye on that and trying to be as prepared as we can.
It's second region All-A Classic week, and that's always a big week. Lady Tigers in the semifinals. Supposed to play at 5:30 today against Dawson Springs. We'll have the game here on WPKY if we get to play it. But seems like for the last two or three weeks, the weather is the story, the news story. It's in the forecast always.
It's been a little crazy. I mean, we're playing roulette right now. And you don't, you know, like the movie says, always bet on black because there's no black there. It's always a gray area. We never know which is coming. I mean, if we're going to get hail the size of baseballs or we're just going to get a little bit of wind. So we fortunately have, you know, some eyes that, you know, can tell us some futuristic possibilities. And, you know, technology's helped us out a lot with, you know, navigating through this, you know, who knows times, because, you know, of recent times we've had some storms that are just epic. And, you know, we haven't had to really deal with that throughout most of our lives. And, you know, it seems like they're getting stronger and quicker and meaner. And sometimes they just pop up out of nowhere. And that's kind of what they're shooting for tonight. It's just going to be some supercell pop-ups. And so we're just sitting here watching with our fingers twisted and, you know.
Somebody said yesterday at the ballpark that they were tired of having one of those once-in-a-lifetime weather events every couple of months.
Yeah, it's once-in-a-lifetime every time. You know, we used to just have a little bit of, you know, heat lightning, they call it, and now we've got heat hail, heat storms and floods, and, you know, it's just it's a scenario that, you know, I think they're getting a little bit better read on, so we're getting some, you know, hopeful information beforehand so that we can protect, you know, our players and things like that. And if it looks like it's going to be real bad, we'll just say, hey, you know, it's not safe for anybody, and we'll just go on to the next. So,
well, the last plan I heard, if we have to push it back, would be that the semifinals would be Friday, and then the championship game would depend on whether Lyon County or Livingston Central is in it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where we're trying to be not the mean guy, because we may be in a position at some point too with these other schools that, you know, hey, we need you to scratch our back on something. Remember, we helped you out.
Yeah.
You know, Livingston County, they've got a tournament, a really big tournament they're going to up in Evansville this weekend, and it's one of those tournaments that you kind of have to wait to get into, and it's a lot of good teams, and you hate for them to have to jump out of that when, you know, everybody's already shuffled anyways. And so if Lyon wins, they've got their fall sports, or excuse me, winter sports banquet on Monday, and that's kind of like a big deal for them. And they're not supposed to schedule anything for that.
Right.
It's like a prom, you know, per what Jason Collins told me yesterday. And I said, you know, I can get that, you know. And so we're going to have to, you know, juggle a little bit. And I know it's going to be aggravating, but, you know, we're doing the best we can to try to help each player get what they need. And they all need their days.
Anybody that's ever dealt with baseball or softball or any kind of outside sport, though, has had to deal with the weather.
Yeah.
And the tough thing is, you don't want to wait till everyone's here at 5 o'clock and the storm shows up, but you don't want to cancel everything at 10 o'clock in the morning and then there never be a storm.
Then it's pretty and sunny.
Yeah,
you know, which
everybody wonders why you canceled.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, fans and players have got to understand. It's all about the safety of the players. You know, that people get a once-in-a-lifetime chance to play ball. And if we put them at risk, then that ends it for everybody. You know, there was a bad situation that happened last week in Frankfurt. You know, when a student lost a life because they didn't cancel because of weather. And we're going to always err to caution on that, you know, because we want these kids to enjoy what they do. They've worked hard. Let's get them out there in a safe condition, and hopefully we can get something, you know, accomplished there. And you know, it's just one of those things. We've got to make those decisions, and it's hard decision. We always want to play.
Yeah.
But when it's, you know, we don't have places where we can shelter. You know, if we had, you know, the field was at the school, well, we could take them to everybody to the gym.
Right.
Because we're looking at, you know, if you got baseball and softball going, you got a possibility 2,500 people there. Mm. And there's not 2,500 people that can fit in any dugout.
Right.
You know, and putting them on a bus is not very safe either.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the winds that we've been having. Straight line wind at 65 mile an hour can push a bus over.
Well, and some people are still dealing with flooding in some areas.
Oh, it's still bad. It's still bad. I know portions of Webster County's closed down, portions of Trigg County even still, and, you know, Lyon County, I'm sure they've got some with the Tradewater side of that. And, you know, it's just Livingston, you know, they've been fortunate this time. They didn't get hit as bad. But still, you never know. If a little rain comes, it just fills everything back up. And we're sending kids and coaches and families all home at night, and you can't really see things in the dark. So, you know, it's just we've got to be safe for everybody.
I was a little surprised at how quickly the softball field and the baseball field actually drained after all the rain we had last week.
I'm telling you, I was amazed. I feel like we could have played on Tuesday for sure.
Yeah.
And we were just a little bit wet out in the outfield, but by the time game time hit, it was would have been dry.
Yeah.
Because we practiced. We took the tarp off and practiced. And baseball was kind of the same situation. We thought, man, they're going to be too wet.
Yeah.
We got out there and worked it for a few minutes while they were warming up, and next thing you know, they're having a full practice.
Yeah.
So we've been fortunate on that.
So semifinal action for both baseball and softball today on the schedule. The Tiger baseball team will be over at University Heights Academy. They'll take on longtime rival Lyon County in that first semifinal game at 5:30, and that should be a good matchup.
That's probably going to be a war.
Yeah.
I think Caldwell last night, I watched the game for, you know, most of the entirety, and they had a little struggle game there,
yeah,
which they've been off for roughly 10 days too. I mean, nobody could practice or anything because it was so dangerous. We can't get kids out and get in facilities, but I think that they're going to come up with a epic game right here. I think Ricky Baker be his first game returning from his suspension.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be a little fire. He's always going to have them ready. But then again, John H. is going to have his boys ready too. They've got a little bit of hunger. I think they're going to find some leadership because it's coming. They lost a great leader last year with a graduating senior. And so, you know, who's the next one up? And I think they're kind of going to get that. And once they do they're a dangerous team because they can put together some hits and play some really good defense, and their pitching's been really good.
Yeah, you know, Lyon County is another team, though. They got a bunch of pitching. So,
When
you get into a tournament and you start talking baseball, you look at playing three games in a week, sometimes you think, well, it's just three games. What's the big deal? But we saw a couple of years ago when Caldwell beat Crittenden County down at Smithland.
That was epic.
In the championship game when they had the big comeback.
Yeah, that was the one Wells hit two home runs.
Yeah, in the seventh inning.
Seventh inning, that was crazy. We were actually playing somewhere else, so we're watching it on Game Changer on the bus. And of course, the kids are watching it too, and it was just – it was really good to see that, you know, my softball girls were supporting those baseball boys, and they're doing that vice versa. But that was pretty epic right there. And it kind of caught them fire, and they burned off that. And it's basically the same team minus a few. So who knows? It could happen again for them.
But that was a situation where Crittenden just flat ran out of pitching.
Ran out of pitching.
You know, the starting pitcher that day was awesome.
Yes.
Went six innings, but he reached his pitch limit.
Yeah.
And they had to have somebody for the seventh. And, you know, I think they had beaten UHA earlier in the week, mm-hmm. and maybe had beaten Lyon County, pulled off the upset. And but they had used all the pitching.
All the pitching.
Had.
And that's the thing. You know, Caldwell's got a deep pitching mm-hmm. bench, you know, and you got Murderer's Row over there at Lyon County, you know. At any given day, any of their top four pitchers can throw a no-no on you.
Yeah.
And that's significant for a small school. Then again, Caldwell, they're playing with house money when it comes to that.
Yeah.
They got some young kids that have just blew it out of the water this year. You know, the kid last night that was pitching, it was an amazing game he threw.
Yeah.
Then you got Ramage, I think he's scheduled maybe to start today or the next game.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's tough.
So
he's coming.
They've got some arms that can go after people. It should be a great game. And the late game today has University Heights and Crittenden County. I think a lot of people looking at UHA as the favorite, maybe not just in the second region All-A Classic, but the second region overall this season. It's not Lyon County.
Yeah, if it's not Lyon County. You know, my principal, Tim Bush, he's still umpiring now. He can't get away from the game. That's just one of the things. I probably won't be able to once I step away. I'll still be a part of it. But he's had UHA a few times this year already, and he said they're pretty tough.
Yeah.
Up and down the lineup, you know, mm-hmm. they kind of match up with Lyon County, kind of favor a little bit of Caldwell too. And, you know, it's, again – what player's going to show up that day? You know, if a couple of them have bad days, then it's going to be a bad day for the whole team. And if another on the other side, if a couple of them have good days, You know, it's kind of an equal match.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing in the second region. You've got several teams that could do it all. It's kind of wide open on both sides, boys and girls. And, you know, it's going to be interesting.
If you look at the coaches' baseball rankings this week, they had Christian County number one in the region for the first time this season. But number two was University Heights. Mm-hmm. And then a tie for three between Caldwell County and Lyon County.
Yeah, that's why it's going to be an epic matchup.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be the hungriest? Who's going to have a ball fall in? You know, what we call a duck snort for a hit, you know, in no man's land that may score the winning run. But Christian County, they've got a couple kids that have just come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I think that freshman pitcher, he shut down, the Bowling Green team, Warren.
Yeah.
And he beat – who else did he beat? He beat somebody else big, and nobody heard about him till this year. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, you know, why they're getting that number one ranking. They're always going to be tough.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, they've got great coaching up there. They have, a pedigree that's come through there, and everybody knows their role. And UHA, you know, they kind of surprised me this year. I thought with what they graduated last year, it'd be a little bit different. But, and you bump down to Caldwell Lyon. I mean, it's a rivalry. It's a war. And, you know, on paper, you would think Lyon County should have the edge, but Caldwell's always got that heart,
and they
come through and do what they need to do, and they're led well. You know, John H. has done a great job leading them this year and getting them to another level.
Eight straight wins.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Nobody would have suspected that.
Yeah. Now, when you look at second region All-A Classic softball, it's always difficult because Livingston Central is the defending state champion.
They're tough.
We're, what, 3 years, 4 years removed from Lyon County's girls winning the state championship. I think Livingston's actually got two. I think they won it in 2014 as well.
I think Monty Todd had that one. Yeah.
So when you look around the second region, it might be the small schools, but, Livingston's probably right there in the region, right behind Henderson County.
You know, and it comes in with personnel. Small schools come in phases. We've been fortunate enough. We've had some phase the last 4 years. We've had pretty good group coming through. We've lacked some pitching. Livingston County had a kid that come through. She's pitching now really good. Got one that was hurt. She's back, and she's a good pitcher. So Lyon County had good pitching and really good hitting back when they had their run. And, you know, that's just one of the things. We're always after Henderson because they always get good kids every year. So, but, you know, you're right. Livingston is one of the top teams until somebody knocks them off. And, again, I'm one of the guys I think everybody's beatable. And, you never know. Lyon County could step. They've been playing good.
They've played well.
They've been pitching well. They're having a little bit of rest right now, which is good for them. It should be a good game, the Livingston-Lyon game.
Hopefully the weather leaves us alone and we get to play today.
And that's one of those things. if we could do some kind of mojo to get it out of here, that'd be great. Because, I think the kids are really excited. I know that all the coaches, I've talked to them, we're ready to go. We just need to get that weather out of here.
Yeah. Feel like somebody's been doing a rain dance.
Somebody somewhere has.
It worked.
At some point, I wish they'd rolled their ankle. You know, that way they couldn't do it anymore. But, you know, that's just wishing for.
We're talking this morning with Lady Tigers softball head coach Seth Butts. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people, and getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Seth Butts, Lady Tigers softball head coach, in the studio with us this morning. Lady Tigers scheduled to play Dawson Springs at 5:30 today in the second region All-A Classic semifinals. And if we get a chance to play today, if the weather leaves us alone, we'll have the game here on WPKY immediately following our 5 o'clock newscast today. And Seth, it seems like this All-A Classic has been around forever. But actually, you start looking, and the All-A Classic itself started back in the 1990s with basketball. They went to baseball and softball around 2004. But for Kaawa County, we weren't in it until 2008 and 2009. So it really hasn't been around as long as it seems.
Yeah, you know, I think if we could have entered it a little bit earlier, there's a couple of championships in there.
Oh, yeah.
You take at least the 2002 team. That's who everybody's been chasing, you know, since they were graduated. They were a great team, great pitching, great hitting. I guess Coach G was still head then.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had about 4 or 5 year run right there. Well, they probably win state.
Oh, yeah.
In All-A for sure, because they're placing in the big state.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know for whatever reason we decided not to be in it or what it was, if it was maybe a setup, somebody got mad at somebody.
Well,
you know.
we just weren't small enough when it first started.
Yeah.
It was the smallest 120 schools in the state.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's still the criteria, but what happened is you had a lot of schools that were consolidating.
Right.
So you ended up with fewer, smaller schools.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to drag more schools down to the All-A level, so, you know, it'd be a viable tournament.
You know, and I think it's a great idea, too.
Yeah.
I wish they could do it across the board and maybe even take the champion and runner-up of every level, maybe even go 4 classes,
yeah,
and then come back for the big deal, you know, and then you've doubled your crowd, you've doubled the excitement, so you've got 4 state champions coming to play for 1 big state championship, and why not? You know what I mean? That gives the smaller schools a chance. The bigger schools have to perform a little bit better because there's not going to be a walkthrough when they're playing all 4 or 5 A schools, you know, instead of putting in the single and 2A schools in their regions and whatnot. I mean, that's just an idea. I've tried to float to tack it up north and all that, and a lot of people agree on it. And some people may not like it, but the ones that don't like it, I think, are the ones that fear that 1 or 2A school beating them.
Yeah.
You know, and that happens a lot because in history, you look back, you know, like we've come out of the second region a couple times as All-A champions and walked through the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, the Livingston team in like 15, and then last year Livingston walked through it for about, I think they had one really close game. The rest of them were all blowouts. Lyon County, when they went through it, same thing, like 1 close game, all blowouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just one of those things that just shows you, you know, the level of competition down in this end of the state versus some of the other places. And I think it'd be a great idea to do that.
I don't think we will ever see true classes in Kentucky, at least not under the current KHSAA administration.
Exactly.
Maybe somewhere down the road one day, but
if I ever get up there, I can assure you I'm putting a bill forward for that, because it's kind of a travesty as far as I'm concerned, because it limits the competition availability to some schools. We're good enough to play against 2 and 3A schools and be successful. But when we get to playing 2 or 3, 4, 5A schools in a row, it becomes really, really hard for us. And that's any Class A school. End game is, you know, it could be better for everybody if that could happen. But, again, the current administration doesn't see it that way. And it does take some effort. But I'm telling you, there's more people out there now. Things are easier, you know, as far as communications. I think it could happen. It'd be great for everybody.
And it always comes back to basketball, though.
Yes.
That's the thing. I think most people would be okay if you just left basketball alone and classified everything else.
Absolutely.
But the KHSAA doesn't want to do that because they know as soon as they classify all the other sports, it's just a little short hop to, hey, we need to do basketball as well.
Exactly.
And that's what they don't want to touch.
And that's fine. You know, it's everybody loves a Cinderella story. We've seen it a few times. You know, even I lived some of that in 97 at Trigg County. You know, the small school coming up beating the big schools. And there was a J.P. Levins that kept us from, I think he had 36 yeah. second-half points and iced us out. Yeah. And, you know, Lyon County was the most recent, and, you know, the smaller schools are killing it in basketball. It's fun because it's emotion, and, you know, they're getting to do the things. The crowds are really into it. But don't you think it would be two smaller class schools, the crowd would be great too, and then a David and Goliath matchup?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Because it seems like in the Sweet 16 for basketball, especially boys, it seems like the same teams kind of win the region.
Every year.
Not necessarily around here, but when you look at the bigger schools, mm-hmm. you see the same schools kind of getting
well,
there every
you know,
year.
I've played just in the North a few times against, you know, teams that were definitely not in our region, and they're like, man, you guys are pretty good. I said, but we're in the second region.
Yeah.
And they said, well,
yeah.
if you were in our region, you get state every year.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you know, this is true probably, but, you know, we're given what we got. And classification would be great. I think it's us and Rhode Island. Are the only states that are still
Delaware.
Delaware, yeah. not Rhode Island. I knew it was a small state.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just, to me, I think they can – it's all about money, and I think they can even make more money.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've seen just in basketball, Lyon County was ghost town
yeah.
when they were up there. Well, Caldwell County would be, too, if we were in the Class A every year and it was yeah. strictly that, or even if we went to 2A. And that's any little small town, and that's money to be made. And just think about the memories
yeah.
that they can make on this, you know. And the thing that they're talking about as far as is transportation. So if you have to play only classes, you may have to travel 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing. My roommate from college played. He was from Cleburne, Texas, which is just south of Dallas. He's 6A school. They were one of the top dogs. He said his best memories weren't playing college football. They were that 4-hour bus ride to play a district rival.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And sometimes it might be a 6-hour because Texas is huge.
Oh, yeah.
And so he said, that's my best memories. We had all that bus time. We had that camaraderie. And we play with emotion. We don't get that as much here because we're really close and it's just a short, quick thing. Whereas if, you know, say we had to go to Lexington to play another Class A, like LCA, that would be fun.
Yeah.
And them coming down here, that would be fun if that's what we had to do for a subsectional or, you know, however you want to lay it out. But you know, we're talking to dead ears sometimes,
yeah.
but, you know, I'm about the excitement and for the kids. I want them to have memories.
Well, and the second region, well, the All-A Classic in general kind of fills a role, as does the Class 2A championships. But when you look at the second region and other regions, you kind of have to shoehorn your regional All-A Classic into the middle of the season. And
yeah.
It kind of causes some problems. And then if you go to state and play 4, 5, or 6 games, well, then you end up coming back and having to cancel some games
yeah,
at the end of the season
yeah.
because of your limitations on your schedule.
You know, and the thing I don't like about it being so early is, and it's similar in baseball, but more so in softball, because I watch a lot of college softball. I've got a lot of kids I coached that play, so I try to
yeah.
watch as many games as possible. First, you know, month and a half of season, the pitchers are the most dominant. Hitters hadn't got a hold of them, you know, because pitchers pitch all year. Hitters don't hit all year because
yeah.
you can't really see so much of that. Well, same for us. We're going to get into this All-A, and the pitcher is going to always dominate early. And where if we waited a couple more weeks, our hitters are coming along, and then it could be a little bit more exciting. But, you know, that's the worst part about having it early. And then, again, I'm going to lose maybe 2 games because of this weather and the way this tournament is scheduled out. And that's a little bit crazy because we do have a gap at the end of the season between state, and I think we could take those 2 weeks that they gave us at the beginning of the season when it's 16 degrees outside and bad weather and
yeah.
push them to the end. Because
yeah.
I can assure you, we get an inch of rain right now in the morning, and we're in May. I can have the field ready in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We can't do it so much right now because
yeah.
it's not warm enough, you know, so on and so forth. But we're giving what we're giving. As long as we're getting to play, I guess we're happy.
Now, how are you guys playing right now?
You know, we're coming along. Defense is pretty good. And it's been, you know, unstagnant for several right. years now. We make plays a lot of teams don't make, and we expect to make those plays. Pitching's really coming along. I think we've thrown, of course, competition does dictate this, but we've had 3 perfect games in a row.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just, again, the competition that we're forced to play sometimes.
3 different pitchers.
3 different pitchers. And, you know, we may even throw a 4th one in tonight just to see, you know, what we can do just for some work. We're making competitive at-bats for what we're getting served. And that's the biggest thing. This is the hardest game that there is to make the adjustments, because you can have a kid throwing 65 and then come back with 45 mile an hour changeup. That's a hard adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big difference. Where baseball, you may have 10 to 12 mile an hour difference. And, you know, coming from a different plane, it's easier to hit because you're seeing an overhand. underhand, you just never know, because the same, you know, tunnel that changeup's coming out of is the same tunnel a rise ball comes out of.
Yeah.
And we're looking at 20 mile an hour faster with a rise ball. So we're doing pretty good as far as the adjustments. They're being receptive to some of those things. I think they're possibly starting to get a little hungry. I've told them, you know, this is season one. And when all A's over, we start season two, which is district. And then season three is the regional.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, going around into that, we've seen some of the best already. And that was in order to get ready for the All-A. Because I know we've got a battle Livingston. They've got a great pitcher. Could be Lyon. They've got some good pitching now. You know, Lily's tearing it up right now. She's really throwing well this year. And, you know, that dictates what they do a little bit. But I think, you know, they're really coming along maybe at a little bit quicker pace than I thought. It's hard to get up for some of the games we've had to play. And, you know, that's one of those things. If we can get up for an inning or two against a big team, I think we can do some damage. And I think they're capable of that. And it's just a matter of them being a little more comfortable because, you know, we're basically a pretty young team. We have two seniors, two juniors that play, and the rest of them are sophomores and one freshman. So some of them are in a position they've never been in before. And, you know, it's kind of hard when you get in the spotlight, you know. And I don't expect all of them to be, because everybody leads differently. You know, our two seniors, they're fiery. You know, we've got one junior that's fiery, one that's calm and cool, but gets it done. And the sophomore class, I'm looking for somebody with the fire.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a matter of who wants to, you know, step up and take that leadership role.
Well, good luck to you guys today. I hope we get the games in. And
sure do.
If we have them, we'll have it here on WPKY today.
Works for me. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate you coming in this morning.
All right, go Tigers.
Lady Tigers softball coach Seth Butts with us this morning. Stay tuned. More on the Sideline Report after this at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
This is Cullen Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. I'm excited to have Travis Perry with me here. What we do at InvestFB is not a lot different than coaching basketball. Any chance you could call me Coach Pope?
That might be a little awkward. Maybe we could try Mr. Pope?
Mr. is too formal. At InvestFB, we strive to know our customers on a more personal level.
Now that sounds familiar. Working together to build a winning team.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, second region All-A Classic action scheduled for today, if the weather will allow. The Lady Tigers set to host Dawson Springs at 5:30 out at Lady Tiger Field. And if we can get those games in, we'll have the Lady Tiger game for you here on WPKY at 5:30. Late game tonight has Lyon County and Livingston Central. Now, baseball will be at University Heights Academy in Hopkinsville. The Tigers will play the 5:30 game against Lyon County. And then the late game there has host UHA taking on Crittenden County. Right now, the championship game set for Friday at 6 o'clock at each location. But again, we'll see what the weather does today as far as the schedule for the All-A Classic for the rest of the week. Stay tuned. More on the Sideline Report after this at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
This is Kevin Meacham with H&R Empire, inviting you to our Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors wish they were part of Kubota country. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Stop in H&R Empire, Kubota Orange Days, Saturday, April 19th, and get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,000 off an L3302 tractor. Come see us, Kubota Orange Days, at H&R Empire, 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville.
Now through June 30th, 2025, see H&R Empire, or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. We're going to talk a little pro wrestling now. We've got Landon Sugars from Lyon County High School. He's a senior there in the studio with us. And Landon, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning and talking with us.
No problem. I'm ready.
Yeah. You have a big event coming up Saturday night, and I don't want to give it away. I'm going to let you tell everybody what's coming up.
Coming up this Saturday, Lyon County High School is hosting a senior fundraising event. It's with the World Wrestling Alliance. We're doing a like a promotional show. Seniors are going to be taking money from this, and it's going to go towards their senior trips and stuff like that. And the big draw is I'm going to be main eventing in my first professional wrestling match in front of my friends and family against my boss, which makes me nervous, but I'm excited.
Now, how did that opportunity come about?
Well, it kind of started off as like a joke. I was joking around with my science teacher, Jimmy Dyer.
Yeah.
And I was joking with him. I was like, I think it'd be pretty cool if we pitched a wrestling show here and like did it and made some money off of it for the seniors. And he went for it. And I asked my boss about it. And the ball started rolling.
Now, tell me about the match you've got coming up Saturday night. It's no holds barred.
Yeah, it's nerve wracking.
Now, tell me exactly when you decided you wanted to step into professional wrestling.
Ever since I was like 2, all I've ever known is wrestling. It's what I eat, it's what I sleep, it's what I breathe. It's just, I'm the kid at school that's like, oh, that's the wrestling kid. I'm the kid that likes wrestling.
Now, are you like big in the history of wrestling, or do you watch a lot of it?
I watch a lot of wrestling. I know Flair, I know Steamboat, I know the Von Erichs, all the old stuff.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the card tonight, and tell people why they should come watch.
Well, we have a world title match. It's going to be Munchie Gonzalez versus the world champion Vanderpool. Munchie's been chasing the title for over 6 months now. He's been going on. He chased it all last summer, and he's going for it now. Then we'll have Michael Caden defending his national championship against Clay Williams. Clay Williams is a former national champion. And then, of course, in the main event, you'll have me versus CCW, my boss, in my first ever match. And it's a no-holds-barred match, so anything can go. Chairs, tables, we could fight into the crowd.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You've made it in one sense because you're on the poster.
Yeah, when I seen that, it made it feel real. It was, yeah.
Now, what goes into becoming a professional wrestler?
You can go to, there's many schools around. I got in with the World Wrestling Alliance. They used to run shows in Eddyville a couple years ago, and I went to one of their shows and I seen it, and I was like, this looks like something I would love to do. And I got in contact with them, and I started filming their shows, and for filming their shows, I get training, and I've been training for over, coming up on a year now.
Okay.
And just under a year, I'm having my first match, and it's just, it's cool. It's just, I look at it as like, it's something I've always wanted to do, and getting the opportunity this Saturday is in front of my friends and family. It's amazing.
Now, you have your own ring, right, where you work on stuff?
Yeah, that was a big thing that made it. When I went into that, I asked Mom for my birthday. I said, "Will you help me get this ring?" And she goes, "Yeah, we can get the ring. That's going to be your present." My birthday present was her allowing me to get the ring.
Okay. Now, you talked about Jimmy Dyer earlier. Now, have you chokeslammed him, or did he chokeslam you? How did that work?
He chokeslammed me. He came up to me. He wanted to film this video for the school for bus safety, and his idea was I misbehaved on his bus, and he pulled me into the ring and chokeslammed me in the ring.
Now, what's the biggest challenges as far as trying to become a professional wrestler?
For me, it's like it's the endurance. You got to have a lot of, like, and it's also a mind thing, like, because my biggest issue currently is we'll go backstage and we have to call this match before we go out there, and I'll get in the ring and I'll take one bump and I'll forget everything I just planned. That's one of the big challenges for me.
Do you get to kind of call the match as you go?
Yeah, you can. You can be in there. You can call it backstage, or when you get in the ring, you can call it on the spot, which that's just calling it on the fly.
You know, the biggest challenge for me would be that some of those guys are really, really big.
Yeah, yeah, they are. I'm on the smaller side, and because a lot of them are a lot more bigger than me. And especially Chris, I'm fighting Saturday. He's a lot more taller than me, and picking him up might be a little bit difficult.
Now, this is going to be your first professional wrestling match on Saturday, but you've actually been in the ring a couple of times, right?
Yes, I have.
So tell us what that was like.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I was cutting a promo in the ring, and I guess Chris didn't like what I told him, and he decked me in the face and picked me up and powerbombed me on my head, and ever since then, I've been focused, I've been thinking, and I'm gonna get him.
Yeah. Now, tell everybody what it's like to take a powerbomb, because we all see it on TV all the time. If you watch wrestling, you see all these moves, and, you know, yeah, there's a little cushion in the mat, but not a ton.
I will say this. In wrestling, pro wrestling, the F word gets thrown around a lot, fake.
Yeah.
There ain't much fake about it. You're getting dropped on your head on a ring that has padding that's really not that thick, and underneath that padding is wood, and the ring don't have that much give. You get up there. I'll tell you, when I got up for it, my eyes were closed the whole time, and I went down, and I was just like, oof. It hurt, but... It hurt to the point where I love it, though.
Well, and not to give away all the secrets, but you do have to learn to take a bump.
Yes, you do.
I mean, you have to protect yourself, and it still hurts, but there's a way to do it where maybe the damage is limited a little bit.
Yeah, there's ways. There's four main bumps. You can take a back bump, a face bump, a flip bump, but that's your four bumps, and that's what builds your whole match.
We're talking this morning with Landon Sugars, who is going to have a professional wrestling match Saturday night down at Lyon County. We need to get to a break on the show. We'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Leap into all the springtime activities with the money you need to make it the best ever. From graduations, college, home repairs, auto purchase, and family reunions, you don't want to worry about money. At ABC Finance, they can help. With loans from $500 to $15,000, decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Do all the things this spring with help from ABC Finance.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
From vinyl to virtual, we've been there for it all.
The best music.
Worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
The best music.
So much good music.
Download the free WPKY app. Come and listen live.
I don't listen to anything else.
My station.
Love it. It's my favorite.
1580, 103.3.
Boy, have you found the right place for music.
WPKY.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We're talking pro wrestling this morning with Landon Sugars, a Lyon County high school senior who will be in the ring Saturday night at Lyon County. And Landon, just again, remind everybody what you've got coming up Saturday night.
This coming Saturday, we have a Lyon County fundraising event for the senior class. It's with the World Wrestling Alliance. It's going to be Collision Course, and I'm going to be main eventing against CCW, my boss. So it's pretty great.
Ring will be set up in the gym.
Yes, it will be set up in the gym. It's going to be I was thinking about this yesterday. It's the gym that I have had morning assemblies in. It's the gym I've had all kinds of stuff in. And then now I'm having my first match there.
Now, what kind of crowd are you anticipating Saturday night?
I'm hoping it's going to be a big draw. I know a lot of a senior class is coming out. A lot of the freshmen and junior, a lot of the high schoolers are coming out. I know a lot of the middle school is coming out. We're doing a pep rally Friday, hoping that'll get some more people interested. And then we have our normal regulars. I'm expecting maybe at least 200, 250.
Yeah. Now, what can you tell us specifically about your preparations for this match?
Every Saturday for the last year, I've been doing training. I've been going to the gym for like 4 months now. I'm in the best shape of my life right now, the best shape I've ever been in. And it's just a lot of running the treadmill, lifting weights. It's a lot.
Now, do you have some favorite professional wrestlers you kind of try to emulate a little bit?
I'm a big Cena guy. Cena was my childhood hero. I love The Rock. I don't know if you know who AJ Styles is.
Yeah.
Love AJ Styles. I'm a big Michaels guy. Bret's there. There's just a lot. I love technical wrestling.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. You go back and maybe watch some of the old Memphis wrestling.
Yes. Memphis is great. Lawler. Love Lawler. I love Lawler's promos.
Yeah, you go back to the day, and Jerry Lawler kind of put professional wrestling, at least the territories, on the map when he and Andy Kaufman, if you remember
went at it. He went on Andy Kaufman's TV show, and he got Kaufman there for a while, so wearing a neck brace after that.
So when you get in the ring Saturday night, what's your mission?
My mission is, as corny as it sounds, my mission is to prove that little two-year-old me that what I've been working for the past 18 years is something that I'm glad I kept going at, because I think I can do it, and I want to prove to everyone who has supported me that they know I can do it.
Now, are you looking at making this maybe a career? Is this something you'd like to stay in?
This is something I would love to pursue. I would love to make a life and a living out of this. It's what I've wanted to do, and I plan on continuing. It's the end goal for me.
Now, you're wrestling in this promotion now. At what point can you move on? What's the opportunities that are out there?
There's several other places you can go. There's schools you can go to. There's places like OVW, which is a big school out in Louisville. They've hosted many, like they've made big stars like Cena. But as of right now, I'm going to stick with the World Wrestling Alliance, because it's When I first went to the World Wrestling Alliance, I looked at it as like a stepping stone to get to bigger places. But since I've been there, it's like a family, and I love it. It's you get there, and all these friends and relationships you build, it makes you want to stay.
Now, have you been able to meet some wrestlers?
I've met a lot of wrestlers. I've met Billy Gunn. I've met Teddy Long. I met Scott Steiner. I've had great conversations with them at events and stuff. It's great to meet big wrestlers.
Now, do you watch any of the TV shows about some of the older wrestlers, any of the Dark Side of the Rings or Tales from the Territories,
yes,
or those kind
of
things?
I watch a lot of Tales of the Territories. I watch Dark Side of the Ring a lot. Yeah. It's those shows give you perspectives on the business that you wouldn't get or you wouldn't know by just watching the TV.
Now, did you watch Heels, which was on Stars?
I did. I loved Heels. Yeah. Heels was great. I hated that it got canceled on the cliffhanger that it was left on.
I was
going to
say, on a cliffhanger.
On the cliffhanger. I was upset about that. I want to see it. I hope they renew it.
Well, there's always talk that maybe it will come back. I know some of the key actors are doing other things, but I know the producers have said that at some point they want to come back and have that final season and fix all the lines. And I don't know how many people else have seen it, but it was really cool. It was about a small wrestling promotion in Georgia, and it was really neat.
Yeah, I'm hoping the show got acquired by Netflix, so I'm hoping Netflix will pick it up and bring another season.
Now, have you worked on your promo voice?
I've tried. I've been working on it. Promos are hard for me, but I cut one a couple weeks ago, and it felt good, but I got dropped on my head for it.
Yeah. Well, again, tell us how this match came about and what you're trying to prove Saturday.
This match came about as it was kind of just a joke at the beginning, joking with my science teacher wanting to do a fundraiser, and the show got approved by the school for the board and the fundraiser, and I talked to my boss, Chris, about it, and didn't know I'd be wrestling Chris at the show when it got approved, but it's nerve-wracking wrestling your boss in your hometown, so.
Now, can people buy tickets?
You can buy tickets at the door for $15, first come, first serve.
And Saturday night at Lyon County High School.
Yes, indeed.
Good luck to you. Appreciate you coming in and being on the show this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Landon Sugars. Again, will be wrestling as a professional wrestler Saturday night at Lyon County High School. We've got softball action here on WPKY this afternoon. If the weather will allow, the Lady Tigers hosting Dawson Springs out here at Lady Tiger Field at the Ratliff Park Complex. That's at 5:30. Our broadcast will begin immediately following the 5 o'clock newscast today. The games here today will have Caldwell County playing Dawson Springs at 5:30, and then the late game has Lyon County and Livingston Central. Over at Second Region Baseball, their semifinals will have Caldwell County and Lyon County at 5:30, and then University Heights Academy and Crittenden County in the late game over there. As of right now, the championship games both set for Friday at 6 o'clock, softball here in Princeton, and baseball over at University Heights Academy in Hopkinsville. Thanks again to Lady Tigers softball head coach Seth Butts for coming in today, and appreciate Lyon County High School senior Landon Sugars for coming in and talking professional wrestling with us this morning. That's going to wrap us up on this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.